Sleepovers. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Susanna Harker.
Guess what? Said Amy. It's my birthday next week and my mum says I can invite all my special friends for a sleepover party. Great, said Bella. Fantastic, said Chloe. Wonderful, said Emily. I didn't say anything. I just smiled, hopefully. I wasn't sure if I was one of Amy's special friends. Amy and Bella were best friends. Chloe and Emily were best friends. I didn't have a best friend yet at this new school. Well, it wasn't quite a new school. It was quite old, with winding stairs and long polished corridors and lots of classrooms, some of them in porter cabins in the playground. I still got a bit lost sometimes. The very first day I couldn't find the girls' toilets and went hopping round all playtime, getting desperate. But then Emily found me and took me to the toilets herself. I liked Emily so much. I wished she could be my best friend. But she already had Chloe for her best friend. I didn't think much of Chloe. I liked Amy and Bella, though. We'd started to go round in a little bunch of five. Amy and Bella and Emily and Chloe and me. We formed this special secret club. We called ourselves the Alphabet Girls. It's because of our names. I'm Daisy. So our first names start with A, B, C, D and E. I was the one who spotted this. The secret club was all my idea too. I always wanted to be part of a special secret club. It was almost as good as having a best friend. I wasn't sure if Amy's birthday sleepover was strictly reserved for best friends only. Amy went on talking and talking about her sleepover and how she knew she wasn't going to sleep all night long. Bella teased her because one time when Amy spent the night at Bella's, she fell sound asleep at 9 o'clock and didn't wake up till 9 o'clock the next morning. Chloe said she sometimes didn't go to bed till ever so late, 11 or even 12 at night. So she'd stay awake, no bother. Emily said she always woke up early now because her new baby brother started crying for his bottle at 6 o'clock every single day. I still didn't say anything. I tried to keep on smiling.